Please stand for our gospel reading. Our gospel lesson this morning is taken from Luke chapter 6, starting in verse 46. "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, hears my words, and acts on them. That one is like a man building a house, who dug deeply and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood arose, the river burst against that house, but could not shake it, because it had been well built. But the one who hears and does not act is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the river burst against it, immediately it fell, and great was the ruin of that house." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen. You may be seated.
Please join with me for a moment of prayer. O holy and gracious God, we thank you for this Sabbath day that you've called us together. And we thank you especially for the gift of your holy word. And I ask now that as your word is proclaimed, that you would be present in the thoughts of our minds, the meditation of our hearts, but especially, O Lord, that you would be present in the words of my mouth, that they would be acceptable to you and continue to bring glory to your holy name. You, O Lord, who are our rock and our redeemer, our Savior and our friend. Amen. Last week, if you were here, you might remember that we had the opportunity to remember the saints in our lives, all those saints that have helped to build our lives, who have helped to influence us. Of course, we remembered those from our congregation who have died in this past year, but it also gave us an opportunity to think about those in our own lives who have helped to build our lives, who have encouraged us and influenced us through the ages, through our years, perhaps through the ages too, but especially through our own lives. We think about those people and places and experiences and events that have contributed to our lives, and this week I thought especially about that as I was thinking about the sermon for this morning. I thought about all those people and events who have influenced my life, who have helped to build my life. This morning, I'd like you to listen to a song that was made popular by Miranda Lambert about 10 years ago, "The House That Built Me." The words to the song are printed in your bulletin for you to follow along. But think about the house that built you.
I know they say you can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little bell memory.
You leave home, you move on, and you do the best you can. I got lost in this old world and forgot who I am. Sometimes it's good to think about where we came from and where our foundation is, what our life has been built upon. Think for a moment about your earliest years. Think about the house that built you. Did it provide a strong foundation for your life? Or was it built on shaky ground? Did you learn about love and acceptance there? Did you have strong role models to show you the way? Or did you need to find love and acceptance and direction in another place? Was it a home where you learned about God's love, or was it someplace else where you learned about forgiveness and grace? The house that built me was not the physical home that I grew up in. The house that built me was actually a little small Methodist Episcopal church that I could walk to from my home. It had no fellowship hall. It had no bathroom. It only had a sanctuary, and it was only officially opened on Sunday mornings, although the doors were never, ever locked. At the most, it only had 40 people that worshiped there. But that's the house that built me. That's the house where I found comfort and acceptance. That's where I was encouraged and affirmed. It wasn't so much the home that I grew up in, but it was that house of God that really built my strong foundation. It's the house that I think about when I think about where did I begin? What was my life built upon? It truly was that house of God. John Wesley uses the metaphor of a house when he talks about the gift of grace, the gift of God's grace. John Wesley always saw grace in three parts: prevenient grace, justifying grace, and sanctifying grace. Those are terms we throw around but hardly ever think about what they mean. He used the idea of a house with a huge porch all around it. And that porch, anyone could step on that porch. Anyone could stay there. Anyone could stand there. Anyone could look out and see God's glory from that porch. And John Wesley said, that's prevenient grace. That's the grace of God that's available to one and all. You can stand on that porch and you can see the wonders of God. But at some point in your life, you need to walk through the door. At some point in your life, you have to decide to get off the porch and walk through the door, which for John Wesley was that moment when you were made right with God. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you walked through the door and then you entered, in fact, the house of grace. The house of grace with its many rooms and its many gifts and its many activities, that's where you learned how to be a faithful disciple. That's where you learned to live into God's grace and to share that grace with one another. For John Wesley, he believed that that house of grace was the house that should build all faithful disciples. We shouldn't just stand on the porch. We should walk through the door, and we should live in that house of grace. We truly are all invited to live in that house of grace and to live out that grace, building on the strong foundation of what God has already given us. This morning, as you think about your own life, what life experiences truly have shaped you? Was it your family that had the most influence on you? Was it friendships and relationships that helped you to learn about grace and learn about God? Was it teachers or mentors or pastors that helped you to have that strong foundation? Was it the time that you spent in the armed forces that helped to shape your life? Or was it events later in your life that caused you to rethink the direction that your life was going? Did you need to dig deep and build a new foundation after many years? What has given you the strong foundation on which to build your life as a disciple of Jesus Christ? We all know that foundations, are very important. Jesus ends his sermon on the plain in the Gospel of Luke that Pastor Caleb just read for us with the parable of the two builders. You know this parable pretty well. One builder digs, and digs until he reaches solid rock to build his foundation on, to build his house upon. The other builder just kind of uses whatever is there on the surface and doesn't bother to do the hard work to create a strong foundation. We know that when the storms of life come, when the trials and tribulation of our living come, which house stands the test of time? It's the one with that strong foundation. The other one, Jesus says, gets washed away and it'll be a great ruin. For without that strong foundation, the storms of life truly can erode our foundations and destroy our lives. Jesus, of course, was not talking in this parable about a physical building as much as he was talking about our lives. He's talking about what makes our lives strong, what enables us to stand when the floodwaters rise, what gives us the wisdom to make wise decisions. And he says it's when you dig deep. When you dig deep until you reach that solid rock, when you hear, not only hear God's word, but when you live it out, when you're in that house of grace, when you have that strong foundation, then you have something to build upon. Brick upon brick, events of your life continue to strengthen you because you have that strong foundation built on God's word. Jesus says that the wise builder will build his house upon the rock. It's the strong foundation that gives us what we need for the living of these days as faithful disciples. If we do have that strong foundation, then truly when the strains and toils of life beat against our houses, we will be able to stand firm. The floods won't overwhelm us. The life built on that strong foundation will never be swept away, for we have that rock-solid foundation in God's grace to rebuild upon. The psalm that Shirley read for us this morning, Psalm 127, reminds us as well that God is an integral part in building our lives. Eugene Peterson in The Message translated the first few verses of the psalm this way: "If God doesn't build the house, the builders only build shacks. If God doesn't guard the city, the night watchman might as well nap. It's useless to rise early and go to bed late and work your worried fingers to the bone. Don't you know God enjoys giving rest to those he loves?" That's a great verse against those who would be workaholics. God wants us to have rest. God cares about and God cares intimately in the so-called routine events of our life. God is there when we're seeking to build a family, to build a home, when we're seeking for security, when we're looking for the answers to life's questions. God is there, and God wants to be a part of building our lives. God doesn't want to be just left to the side and then invited in when we need him. God wants to be there in the creation, in the protecting, in the security, and in the searching. God wants to be a part of building our lives, not at arm's length, but actively involved in the life we build. We are reminded that God is with us each and every day to help build our lives. And God truly longs to work with us. And God reminds us, too, that making a living means nothing if we do not know what life is really all about. Making a living means nothing if we do not know what life is really all about. There truly is a difference between making a living and building a life on the strong foundation of God and God's word. Unless the Lord builds a house, unless the Lord builds the life, the laborers labor in vain. Without a life that's built on Christ, without a life that's built on grace, we can easily be swept away when the storms of life are raging. Without a life built on Christ, without a life built on grace, it's easy to lose hope in the midst of life's disappointments and disasters. And truly, without a life built on Christ, built on grace, it's easy to get lost in the ways of the world and forget who you are and whose you are. How strong is your foundation? Did God build your home? Did God build your life? If not, it's not too late. It's not too late to build a new home, to build a new life. It's not too late to dig even deeper until you reach that solid rock and have that strong foundation. Invite God to build that house. Amen.